The Sunday Business Show on Today FM.
Who knew it was even possible to fall in love with a pillow? That's a quote from Conor Pope of the Irish Times reviewing an Irish-made patented pillow. Yes, it seems you can patent a pillow. And it's been a hit at Chateau SBS. Producer Ruth Devaney says it stops her tossing and turning at night. I tried it and I found it very comfy, but as king of the snorers, I'm afraid it eased them, but it didn't stop them, according to sources close to me, as they say. Noel O'Connor is the founder of the Reflex Pillow, and Emma Fagan works with him. Noel has spent 15 years plumping up his pillow, and I'm delighted they've both joined us in studio this morning. Good morning to you both.
Morning,
15 years, Noel, on a pillow.
15 years is a long time.
Have you nothing better to do with your time?
No, very little, other than play golf.
A pillow is a pillow is a pillow.
A pillow is not just a pillow.
Oh, you see, you get them riled and they'll come back at you.
It's a way of life. It's
a pillow is a way of life. That is a first ever.
Yeah, it's a new one, yeah. The pillow is developed over that length of time to help people with issues with their necks. My own issues with my own neck. So I started working on trying to find a solution for my patients who reported that they had big issues with sleeping. And I started to develop different types of shapes. And
so let us describe it. What I have on my lab at home now is kind of like a square pillow with two little divots taken out of it for my shoulder.
Yes.
And a little hump in the middle to make me either go left and or right.
Correct.
To snore in whatever direction suits. And you say that it gets your neck alignment correct, it gets your breathing right.
It does.
It stops teeth grinding.
Well, you see, that's all based on the physiology. And the way I looked at it is that I tried to create a pillow that would support the anatomy, which was the head, neck and shoulders. And thankfully, it did that very well for me, you know, but it took 35 prototypes to reach it.
15 years, Emma, to make a pillow. Come on.
Yeah.
Listen, every bed I look at, there's a pillow on it.
Yeah.
And I certainly have no problem lying on them.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I would have said exactly what you said, Conal, a few years ago. Pillows certainly weren't my area of expertise, that's for sure. I've worked in the film industry. Yeah, so by pure accident, someone put me in touch with Noel. They said he needs some help with PR and social media. I thought, well, you know, I don't know anything about pillows, but sure, send me a pillow and let me see what I think. And I would have been like yourself, a pillow is a pillow is a pillow. And a pillow isn't just a pillow, as we've all found, and as Conor Pope has found, as who else? Suzanne Jackson.
Ruth,
we have,
Ruth
as
Devaney.
Ruth found. Yeah. So we've been getting fantastic testimonials about this pillow.
And patent it. I didn't think it was possible to patent a pillow.
It is, and there's quite a lot of pillows in the world patented.
Do you have a world patent on it?
No, well, you can't get a world patent. You have to region by region.
Yeah. So what have you got?
I've got the Irish patent and I have the European design as well. So, you have to go country to country for to secure a patent in each country.
And it's expensive.
It's very expensive. It took a lot of money to put all this together. The biggest issue I had was the material to support to go with the structure, because I was able to patent the structure or the shape, sorry. But I then had to find the material, which was that took several years.
And I asked a couple of questions a couple of times about this. It's not one of those memory foam, sure it's not.
No, it is memory foam, but it's not.
It's kind of like a comfy memory foam,
memory foam bottoms out, and you know, that's very suitable for some people. It's fine, but it lacks the comfort.
I
have memory foam pillows. That's why I know so much about them. Yeah. How much is yours?
€79. This our pillow. €79.
That's expensive.
It's the process. The production process is much. It's much slower than making an ordinary pillow. So
where are you
it takes
them?
Several years to or 7 weeks. To cure the actual, you know, the process of making them. It takes several weeks. To make the next pill. Because there's a curing process. So once they're injection molded, they have to be in a special environment for the curing process.
And where are you making these?
They're made in China.
And distributed from Ireland.
From Ireland, so
from Jutech in Limerick.
Reflex Pillow have a team of Irish engineers that are based in China that supervise the whole production of the pillow. When they come back to Limerick, then they get shipped out directly from Limerick. So then they're quality controlled again in Limerick, in addition to quality control by the Irish engineers.
And selling to the world.
Selling online. Now, just to make sure, just to reiterate, 79 is the regular price, but now we've launched Perfection Pillow on Kickstarter. So you can get your pillow there for €65. In the next 1 month. It's only available on Kickstarter at the moment.
But presumably, if it's Kickstarter, you have to give you guys a few quid as an investment as well, do you?
Your €65 gets you your pillow delivered in August. So you're supporting the production of the manufacturing process and you're getting your pillow. So you're not giving money for nothing.
Do I get a little cut of the company or anything?
Not right now.
So
how much are you trying to raise on Kickstarter?
Well, we have a figure of 20,000.
That's modest.
It's modest. It's very modest. But
We're about halfway through already.
We're only on 4 days.
And you've already done 10. That's all right. If anybody wants to find you, they will find you on Kickstarter.
Perfection Pillow.
It's the perfect
pillow. What price do you put on your sleep? How much do you spend on your mattress, Conal? So 60 quid is not a lot to spend on something.
The mattresses are very expensive.
They are, but people
seem to balk at the fact that it's 65 for a pillow.
Have I found out something? Are you working on a mattress as well?
That will come in time.
Ask the right questions.
It'll be a reflex mattress.
Usual, we only have the hour. Tell everybody ASAP where they will find you. Kickstarter, we've just said it. Perfect Pillow.
Perfection Pillow.
And if people go into the Reflex Pillow website, they will be able to go directly into the Kickstarter and pledge if they want to buy a Perfection Pillow.
Very good. Well, Noel O'Connor and Emma Fagan, thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.